Welcome to episode 1098 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Noah is one of the most significant figures in the Bible, known primarily for his righteousness in a corrupt world and for building the ark that saved humanity and animals from the flood. He is described as a man of faith, obedience, and perseverance, and his story is foundational in both Jewish and Christian traditions. Over time, additional interpretations and legends have expanded upon his character and the events surrounding his life. Noah was the son of Lamech, the grandson of Methuselah, the longest living man, and a descendant of Seth, of the godly line from Adam. He is introduced in Genesis 5, verse 29, where Lamech names him Noah, saying, "Out of the ground that the Lord has cursed, this one shall bring us relief from our work and from the painful toil of our hands." This suggests Noah was seen as a hopeful figure, possibly a restorer of righteousness. Genesis 6, verse 9 describes him as a righteous man, blameless in his generation. The end of that verse makes a profound statement. Noah walked with God. The Bible describes three specific individuals as walking with God, though many others are portrayed as faithful and close to him. The first of these was Noah's great-grandfather, Enoch. Enoch is unique because he did not experience death, but was taken directly to God. His walk with God symbolized deep communion and faithfulness. Noah was the second such person. His faithfulness set him apart in a corrupt world, leading to God's covenant with him and his preservation through the flood. The third reference is found in Malachi 2, verse 6. True instruction was in his mouth, and no wrong was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many from iniquity. This passage refers to the priestly line of Levi, describing how they were originally meant to walk with God in faithfulness. Other figures in the Bible described as having had close fellowship with God include Abraham, called a friend of God, and instructed to walk before me and be blameless. Moses spoke with God face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. David was described as a man after God's own heart. The prophet Elijah was taken to heaven without experiencing death, similar to Enoch. The apostles walked physically with Jesus, God in the flesh. And Jesus was the ultimate example, always in perfect communion with the Father. There is deep significance to Noah being described as one who walked with God. Walking with God symbolizes obedience, faithfulness, and intimacy with God. It implies ongoing fellowship rather than a one-time event. It is an invitation for all believers to live in close relationship with him, as encouraged in Micah 6, verse 8. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Noah stood apart from the corrupt world around him, maintaining faithfulness to God when others turned away. Hebrews 11, verse 7 calls him a man of faith, saying he built the ark in holy fear, demonstrating complete trust in God's warning. God commanded Noah to build an ark because of the increasing wickedness on the earth. The son of Lamech obeyed completely, following the exact specifications God provided. Noah, his wife, his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives, eight people in total, were saved in the ark. The flood lasted 40 days and nights, but Noah and his family remained in the ark for over a year until the earth was dry again. 2 Peter 2, verse 5 refers to Noah as a preacher of righteousness, suggesting he warned people about the coming judgment. Jewish traditions and extra-biblical texts expand on this idea, portraying Noah as calling people to repentance before the flood. The book of 1 Enoch, an ancient Jewish text, suggests that Noah's birth was supernatural or significant. Some interpretations hold that Noah was born with glowing skin or angelic features, leading his father Lamech to suspect he was uniquely gifted. In this tradition, Noah was divinely chosen to survive the flood as a pure and righteous man. In Jewish rabbinic tradition, Noah is seen as the father of all nations, and is associated with the seven laws of Noah, a set of universal moral laws given to humanity. These include prohibitions against idolatry, murder, theft, sexual immorality, blasphemy, and eating blood, as well as a requirement to establish justice. Many Jewish teachings hold that Gentiles who follow these laws are considered righteous before God. In Islam, Noah, known as Nuh, is considered a prophet who warned his people for 950 years before the flood. The Quran tells of Noah pleading with his people to turn from idolatry and corruption, but being rejected, much like in Jewish and Christian traditions. Islamic sources add details about Noah's struggle, his prayers for the wicked, and the fate of his disbelieving son who drowned. Regardless of the traditions and legends, some things are clear. Noah was a man of unfaltering faith, who maintained his integrity and walked closely with God despite the widespread corruption around him. His righteousness was not merely external, but a reflection of his deep spiritual connection with God. His faithfulness made him stand out in an age of universal wickedness, setting him apart as one of the few who still honored and obeyed God. Biblical scholars hold that the antediluvian world, the world before the flood, was highly advanced, with people possessing great intellectual and physical abilities. Humans excelled in science, engineering, and architecture, but used their intelligence to rebel against God. There was extensive moral corruption, with widespread violence, polygamy, and idolatry. Intermarriage between the righteous and the wicked led to moral decline, which contributed to divine judgment. For 120 years, Noah called the people to repentance. He preached while building the ark. But his message was ridiculed. People mocked the idea of a coming flood, as rain had never fallen before. The people of Noah's time were lovers of pleasure and wealth, rejecting God's call because it interfered with their comfortable lives. Some believed Noah's message briefly, but then fell back into sin, discouraged by the delay of the flood. We learn several key lessons from Noah's life. These include the following. Righteousness in a corrupt world. Noah remained faithful despite overwhelming wickedness. We too can be different in environments of evil and corruption. The key is walking with God, maintaining a close connection. Obedience to God's call. Noah built the ark despite never seeing rain before, demonstrating radical faith. We are also called to obey, and sometimes we must obey even when we don't understand or it doesn't make sense to us. God's mercy and judgment. The flood was both a punishment and an act of mercy, preserving a remnant. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 tells us that the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. This verse emphasizes God's patience and desire for all people to turn to him in repentance rather than face judgment. It reflects his mercy and long-suffering nature, showing that he delays final judgment to give more people the opportunity to be saved. God was patient. For 120 years, he gave wicked people the opportunity to turn from their evil. But had he waited much longer, there may have been none righteous to save. Noah is more than just a builder of the ark. He is a symbol of faith, obedience, and perseverance. His story teaches us that righteousness is possible even in the midst of a sinful world, and that God always provides a way of salvation for those who trust in him. Though the world around him was spiraling into corruption, Noah walked with God, and through him, God preserved the human race and gave humanity a second chance. May we, like Noah, remain faithful even when the world turns away from God. May we trust in God's promises, obey his commands, and seek refuge in the ultimate ark, Jesus Christ. Father, help us to walk with you as Noah did, remaining faithful even when the world around us turns away. Give us the courage to obey you fully, even when it seems difficult, or when we do not understand your plan. May we find refuge in Christ, our true ark, and be faithful witnesses to your mercy and righteousness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.